Hello, this is Hank Schluter here to tell you why West Virginia becoming its own state during the Civil War was beneficial to the Union in more ways than one to help them come out of the Civil War victorious. West Virginia was formed from Virginia seceding from the Union to join the Confederates. There were disputes between Eastern and Western Virginia at the time about slavery, equal representation, education, and taxation. This upset the people who resided in the western region of Virginia. They took a vote of the people on October 24, 1861, to get the approval to form a new state that would belong to the Union. They chose to belong to the Union because the people of West Virginia had a majority of their population opposing slavery and supporting what the Union believed in. 39 of the counties voted in favor of making a new free state to go to support the Union. When the statehood proposal was sent to the Senate, it was originally rejected. After adding into the proposal the Willie Amendment, which gave loyal slave owners in what would become West Virginia compensation for their losses, and the people voted in favor of this, 28,321 to 572. After this amendment to the proposal, it was passed by the Senate. Then, on December 10, 1862, the House approved the proposal, and on the 31st, Lincoln finalized the proposal into law. On June 20, 1863, West Virginia, the 35th state, was officially created. The Civil War had been going on for 2 years by the time West Virginia had become an official state. It was estimated that anywhere from 25,000 to 45,000 people from West Virginia had fought in the Civil War. West Virginia was influential with their number of people fighting in the war because about 80% of those men fought on the side of the Union, while a mere 20% fought in favor of the Confederacy. While West Virginia's people were important to the Union, giving them about 30,000 men to fight on their side, they relied on West Virginia for much more than just their power and numbers. In 1861, the Battle of Philippi took place on June 3rd. This is known as the first land battle of the Civil War. The Union controlled two major valleys in West Virginia, the Kanawha and the Monongahela Valleys. The Union had one other major victory at Carnifex Ferry in September. This victory had stopped the Confederate forces from driving between the two valleys which the Union already controlled. Other battles took place over the next couple of years, such as the Jenkins Raid of 1862, the Jones and Bowdoin Raid of 1863, in the Battle of Droop Mountain on November 6, 1863. Those three skirmishes were all won by the Union, and with these scuffles, a new form of fighting was produced, guerrilla warfare, which plays an important role in all three battles. By the time the Union had produced a victory in the Battle of Droop Mountain, the Union forces had control over almost all of the newly formed state of West Virginia. West Virginia was in an important geographic location. It was a border state between the free and the slave states. This provided one more front for the Union to fight on. Also, the fact that it was a border state was the main reason that so many battles took place in the land of West Virginia. Both the Union and Confederates were after West Virginia, especially because it was such a central location. Not only between the free states and the slave states, but because it was right in the middle of everything. It was considered a necessity to win the war because of all these geographic advantages. West Virginia as a state even held some weight in the Senate and the House of Representatives. They had two people and three people in the two parts of Congress, respectively. Abraham Lincoln passed West Virginia's bill to become a state because he knew that he could rely on them for support for the Union. Having more allies for the Union in Congress just made it that much easier for the Union to get support. A lot happened in the Civil War, and most of it is covered in high school American history classes. However, not everything that happened in the Civil War was covered, and most people don't even know how West Virginia became a state, let alone how important it was to the Union by means of military support, location as a state on the Mason-Dixon line, and power in Congress favoring the Union.